Okay, so yesterday we began Siman Kuf Vav, and we talked about situations where, it'll be page 301. And we discussed about what happens if the chazan made a mistake. Let's say, somebody else has to take over for the chazan, because he can't recover from his mistake. So the pitch davener, chazan, does he just start from the bracha that the chazan left off on? That would apply if he's in the middle brachas. But if you're in the first brachas, the first three brachas or last three brachas, you have to go to the beginning of those brachas. So that's what we saw yesterday. So that brings us to Gimel on page 301. Kol makom sheyachid chozer mispalo. Whenever a single individual, if they're davening on their own, would have to go back and daven. Shatz chozer umispal im ta'a kamoso. So a chazan would have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei or recover that mistake if he made a similar mistake. In other words, if it would be a fatal flaw for an individual, it would also be a fatal flaw for Shmon Esrei of a chazan. Can Shmuel call Ram? Chutz, the exception would be Chutz mishachris shel Rosh Chodesh. Shachris of Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, this morning, if it didn't happen, but if one of the chazanim made a mistake and they didn't say Yalav Yavol. Let's say they didn't say Yalav Yavol. So you know, if you don't say Yalav Yavol in your own personal Shmon Esrei, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But if the chazan in his repetition, she'im shachach shatz v'lo hizkir Yalav Yavol ad she'hishlim tefila. So that what happens if the chazan forgot Yalav Yavol and didn't remember until he finished Shmon Esrei? Now, the Bir Halacha points out that hopefully this will not happen, because hopefully someone will catch him, right? But in other words, the situation is not only did he miss it, but everybody in the shul was asleep and didn't catch it. So, but let's say if the chazan missed Yalav Yavol and no one caught him. Ein machzirin also ibnei Torah chatzibur. We wouldn't have to preach Shmon Esrei because we don't want to burden the tzibur. Why? Sharei tefilas musafim, because we're gonna daven musaf. When we daven musaf, harei tefilas musafim lepanav shumaskir bar Rosh Chodesh, because he's gonna hopefully he'll remember when he's repeat Shmon Esrei of musaf. And he'll mention Rosh Chodesh. Now, again, for an individual, we don't allow that. A person can't say, well, I'll rely upon Musaf. Now, we'll get to it hopefully later, that what happens if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavol, they didn't remember, and then they daven Musaf. And then they realize after they daven Shmon Esrei Musaf, I forgot to say Yalav Yavol in Shmon Esrei of Shachris. So what would be the story? But here, we see that if he forgot Yalav Yavol and Shachris, and he finished Shmon Esrei, if he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei, so obviously we make him go back. But if he completed Shmon Esrei, we'll just rely upon Musaf.
In other words, does he say Yalav Yavol in Ritzei of the Musaf, even though
No. Just regular Musaf.
Just the
regular Musaf, right. Regular Musaf, right. Okay. Yeah. So again, we won't make him go back. Im niskar kam shehishlim. Aval im niskar kam shehishlim. As I said before, let's say I don't know what he's up to. He's up to after modim, and then somebody comes up and says, "You forgot Yalav Yavol." Chozer l'ritzei. He has to go back to ritzei, which I'm sure you figured. The aim is a terak tzibur. That would not be considered a burden because he just has to go back a little. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out this would work for Yalav Yavol, because we could recover Yalav Yavol in Musaf. But if a chazan forgot Mashiv Baruch Amri L'Gashem, or V'sein Talu Matur L'Racha, so then he has to go back. Specifically Yalav Yavol, that we can use the Musaf the remembrance, the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh, we'll use that for both. But other things like Saint Halmatu L'Rachom, Hashem Rokhom L'Gashem, it doesn't work. And the Ramah says, Yesh Orim Dim Ta B'Shachris Shel Shabbos V'Yontev Dina Kamo B'Rosh Chodesh V'Akino. That the same thing would apply that if a person made a mistake on Shachris, where it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? We had Shabbos and Yontev. We had these a couple of times the last couple of weeks, right, on Pesach. So the same thing would apply. He made a mistake on a Shachris, so then we would not make him repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Now, couple interesting things. The Mishnah Berurah brings up a very interesting case. What happens if you have a chazan who's a kohen, and they find out that someone died in an adjacent house? Now, again, the case would be, the Marsham also brings a similar case. Case would be that, you know, the walls aren't like we have today, but sometimes there were imperfections in the wall, and there was a tefach hole. You know, the houses are like in New York, or even like here, like we're attached to the building next door. There's a hole in between the two. And so then the tumah, if it's a tefach wide, goes through and comes into the shul. So now he's over there. The tumah's coming through, and there's a kohen. Kohen's the chazan. So do we tell him, stop your tefillah and get out of here? I mean, that's what we tell everybody else. But he's davening for the amud. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that really we would tell him. Really we don't have to tell him, because this tumah is only derabbanan. This is a tumah derabbanan, so therefore we don't have to tell him. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if he finishes his silent tefillah and he didn't start yet chazar sashatz, and he would be willing to leave, in other words, he's not one of these chazonim who, you know, it's time to get up and belt it out, so then we would tell him to leave. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we'll see another interesting halacha about this, about if a chazan makes a mistake, which also would be relevant to us. Instantaneous.
So if the hole was there, wouldn't he have already become Tommy?